Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah intensifies. The United Nations Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed in heavy shelling or buried alive under the rubble of their homes. A spokesman says there are also reports of several hundred families being used as human shields by Islamic State militants. The United Nations Children's Fund says at least 20,000 children are trapped inside the city and are at risk of being recruited as child soldiers. The Obama administration is releasing a report outlining the number of combatants and civilians killed in U.S. drone strikes since 2009. It will include information outside of areas of active hostilities like Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. What the administration will release remains to be seen, but rights groups say lump sum totals of civilians and combatants killed in the last 7 years will not do a great deal to increase transparency. The many critics of the policy say instead White House officials should outline how they collected data and how they define terms like combatant, imminent threat, and feasibility of capture. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of an Egypt airplane that crashed in the Mediterranean last month. The May 19th crash killed all 66 people on board. Authorities want to retrieve the data recorders in order to help determine what caused the plane to go down near the end of its flight from Paris to Cairo. This is VOA News. Democrats are targeting Hispanic voters ahead of California's June 7th primary election. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports from Los Angeles.
Democrats have been signing up new voters, canvassing neighborhoods, and reaching out to voters on the phone, motivated partly by presumed Republican candidate Donald Trump.
Llamando a inmigrantes criminales y violadores.
Trump points to Hispanics who support him.
Because we need change. We need real change this time.
This Democrat finds his comments offensive.
I consider it probably the most important election of my life.
Polls show most Hispanics are alarmed by Trump's pledge to build a wall along the southern U.S. border. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Turkish leaders are warning Germany that the country's relationship will be harmed if lawmakers approve a measure labeling the killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. Germany's parliament is due to vote on the bill Thursday. The text says the Armenian deaths are an example of mass exterminations, ethnic cleansing, expulsions, and genocides that mark the last century in a terrible way. It also assigns some responsibility to Germany, which was an ally of the Ottoman Empire that preceded modern Turkey. A high-ranking North Korean official is in China in an apparent effort to restore relations with its chief ally and benefactor, which have soured over Pyongyang's continued buildup of its nuclear and ballistic weapons programs. Ri Sonyong, the head of international relations for North Korea's ruling party, arrived in Beijing Wednesday for talks with his Chinese counterpart Song Tao. The Chinese Communist Party says the two envoys reaffirmed the two nations' long-standing friendship, pledged to carry out bilateral exchanges, and promote regional peace and security. U.S. prosecutors want the victims of last year's terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, to benefit from hundreds of thousands of dollars in life insurance policies held by one of the shooters. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday in a federal court in Los Angeles, prosecutors argued the money from Syed Rizwan Farouk's death should be forfeited to the government because it was derived from a federal crime of terrorism. U.S. law says funds are subject to forfeiture if derived from, involved in, or used in a terrorist attack. A multinational effort to plan airdrops of food and medicine to thousands of Syrians in besieged communities began on Wednesday. Preparations for the airdrops were initially announced by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry at the conclusion of an international meeting in Vienna. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.